It's Saturday. Welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that wishes Tencent would ghost you like your ex-girlfriend did to you. I'm Jason.
I'm Nas.
I'm Rusty.
And this week, guys, Ubisoft and Tencent both announced their little spin-off studio that worked on the most recent Assassin's Creed Shadows, has officially been formed into a full-fledged studio named Vantage Studios. Starting operations on October 1st, they will be responsible for new games across a lot of Ubisoft's biggest IPs. They'll be taking over Far Cry, Rainbow Six Siege, and the Assassin's Creed series. And it's a really large studio, basically composed of 2,300 employees across some of Ubisoft's teams, such as Ubisoft Montreal, Sherbrooke, Segne, Sofia, and Barcelona.
What was the name of the studio again?
Vantage Studios.
And so they're doing that as their flagship studio? Because those are all flagship IPs for Ubisoft.
That's what it looks like. And the studio will be run by Christophe Dernez and Charlie Guillemot.
Nepotist leader, isn't it? The second one you said, isn't he like one of the brothers or cousins or grandchildren of the original people? Because that's just how they roll in Ubisoft.
I don't remember for sure. Don't quote us on that, but I think so. That said, they plan on keeping the studio decentralized so that each part of the team will continue to work in the studio location they're currently working at.
It's good.
They're saying this, in theory, would allow each team within Vantage Studios to continue to be more fluid and be able to more quickly pivot depending on schedule changes, etc.
Is anybody really buying a lot of Assassin's Creed or Far Cry anymore?
I mean, you know, they still made money.
The most
despite Game Pass.
Yeah, so the most recent Assassin's Creed game, from what I understand, isn't bad. But Assassin's Creed has kind of been played out, in my opinion. The way that those games like got rid of basically everything that had to do with the dual storyline, right?
Desmond.
The Desmond dual storyline, the modern day storyline, all of it just is gone.
What's more offensive to me, especially with the newest game, is the monetization on that. So there was a lot of things that you had to grind out that would take hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, right, in that game, that you could buy with real world money. So you'd buy packs to help upgrade your base and your a lot of other key things that had to do with the game. And so you'd buy a game, and then because the other stuff was incredibly monotonous, and like the whole game from the ground up was designed to keep you playing it as long as possible by doing menial bullshit the entire time, and it was just a total example of let's make a game as grindy as possible to keep you on there, and much in the same way that World of Warcraft is, so that you continue to buy the Ubisoft Plus, right?
Games as a service. It's a form or part of the formula. They want you to continue to be a user of the game. So that they can sell you those packs. And it has, if you look at, for instance, like Helldivers, for instance, is very similar in that way. You can grind out all of the premium.
It's pretty easy to do that
playing the game. But you could also just buy them. The same thing with, you know, with Ubi, and this is a very Ubi thing for them to do, right? It's one of the reasons why I've continually, you know, hated on Ubisoft, because all of their games feel very the same.
Ubisoft trashing innovation in the last 15 years, right? Climbing games with towers since 2005.
Right. They have not innovated at all. And, you know, I'm not sure if this move actually makes it so that they would.
I mean, their biggest innovation was that last title in the Splinter Cell franchise.
Which is still kind of...
That was almost 10 years ago.
I was going to say, you said Splinter Cell, and I was like, I was sitting here, it was like in the last few years. No, you're talking about from way, 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 way back, like back in 360 era. Okay, cool.
And the only reason that was is because they completely changed the format of the series, right? It was much closer to a straight-on third-person cover shooter like Gears of War than the super sneaky sneak assassin type title that the original Splinter Cell series was. But that's the last time they really tried to embed anything in any one of their IPs that I can think of.
Yeah, I don't know. They really have not done anything in the way of, you know, innovation. If this studio can push for innovation, great. And the IPs that you described, the ones that that they'll be taking over, the Far Cry series, the Assassin's Creed series, all of those need that innovation. So, can they do it? I don't know. I mean, I haven't played the newest Assassin's Creed to see whether or not it is changed in any way. But from what I've been able to gather, it hasn't changed much.
The monetization turned me off, which was one of the biggest reasons why I was I'll pass.
Right. So, if that's any, if that's a barometer of what's going to happen, it's just moving the work from where it's being done now to another group within the same company, and there's not really any change going to happen.
Though I will say their work on Assassin's Creed Shadows, at least from the surface, looking at a bunch of different information, if you're not counting Assassin's Creed 2 and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, because the sales numbers on those two put them so far above anything else that Ubi's ever done. This Assassin's Creed is the third highest selling title outside of those two titles. So it can't be the worst one, all of them are Unity.
Right. But you can't negate the fact that they're counting a lot of the sales numbers having to do with Ubisoft Plus subscribers, and the production cost of this is significantly higher than the old games. So they're not like gross sales revenue don't equal profit. And like the amount of production that's in those games puts them in a place where they have to rely on those microtransactions to make the money back or start charging $100 for a game. 2,300 people in a studio, just the like amount of people you have to put on payroll for that is so much higher than anything else.
That's $2,300. 2,300 people probably. In development roles in the studio, right? Part of the gaming part.
Not quality, overhead,
right?
Quality or localization or any of that stuff.
Right. Exactly.
That is true. So, though the most worrying part for me, I doubt this will impact creative decisions right away, but where Tencent has had like a 14% to 16% total stake in BioWare altogether, right? So by far they weren't like a controlling shareholder. Tencent's involvement with this new studio, they own 25% of it. Flat out.
Tencent's going to buy everything.
So depending on you know, where all that other stake is, and your Eurogamer can't have all that information yet. You know, that's pretty close. They may very well have substantial controlling interest there. Not necessarily full control, but I mean 25%, that's really substantial. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. As of the writing this week, Ubisoft confirmed that Guillemot and Daenerys will have creative control and business control for I caveat with for now. You know, but we'll have to watch it closely and see how it goes. You can't tell me that another couple clunkers and Tencent's not going to start pushing their weight.
I mean, Tencent has. So I actually don't have a whole lot of information on much weight that they've thrown around in the past, but a lot of what Tencent's business strategy has been in the past is to buy in a good portion of control into a company, mainly for advisement and so that they can reap financial benefit. They're basically like an investment firm in that case.
But they also heavily back loot boxes. They love that model.
What's that?
Loot boxes.
They love loot boxes.
Oh, well, of course they love loot boxes. But, I mean, Ubisoft plays into their hand there. So, you know, I mean, what do you expect? But the, with Tencent, it's one of those cautionary things. Like, you have to look at it. You have to say, hey, for A, you've got to have money to be able to make money. Tencent has a bunch of money. But B, you also don't want too much of, you know, a foreign interest in, you know, in control of your company or basically being able to, like you said, throw their weight around as to how things are being made. So it's obviously it's Chinese, so there's differing opinions on how, you know, how that, you know, like geopolitical stuff is. Yeah, so we tend to stay away from the geopolitical stuff as much as possible, but still, it's, it is a concern.
Yeah. That said, hopefully, we at least get some more better releases. I'm not saying Ubisoft will ever be what it once was, but if we can at least get more Valhallas and apparently Shadows, then at least we have something that's, you know, better than playable.
They need a new IP.
They need a whole new development team. All right, you're on your own with Shadows and Valhalla. Valhalla is easily the weakest one. The one in the desert was pretty good. The Greek one is okay. Valhalla's all right. And then let's just go back to the original three. And then they're at like 70% shit game at this point. They've got like two or three good Far Cry games at this point. But anyways.
You've been far more brutal on those titles than I have. That's it, guys. You know, I'm sure you'll hear more discussion on our next full episode of Tiltcast, which you can find full episodes of our podcast at tiltcast.com. Find us on iTunes and Spotify for both the audio versions of that podcast and these new shorts. And come back on Tuesday for more news.
I see you all. Hi.
Peace.